From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
And you're dipping your toe into some more high-frequency data.
Oh, yeah, the old high-frequency data. I mean, we've talked a lot about it lately, and is this the type of data that allows us to get a feel for the, you know, the post-COVID recovery? And for quite a while, the historical data is going to look horrible, isn't it? And doesn't help us a lot in judging how we come out of the economic disruption. Now, Mike, share markets, actually. Share markets themselves are very much forward-looking mechanisms, and we've talked before about the divergence between data and share market performance. So we really do need to see the evidence right now that the share market hasn't got it wrong. Now, we're not the only people in the world doing this. And overnight, I saw an interesting piece on the sort of tools that they're looking at in the US, the sort of high-frequency data they're looking at there. So here's some of the stuff they're looking at and what's it telling us over there. So firstly, restaurant renovations. So if restaurant reservations. So if you're happy with your COVID risk, you're happy with your bank account, happy with your job, what do? You go book a dinner, don't you? So in the US, they have recovered, which is good, but they're still well below pre-COVID levels. And interesting, there's some quite big regional differences. Lots of happy diners in Cincinnati. And guess where else? Guess where else restaurant reservations have bounced back? Miami, Florida. COVID going off, well, you do, you go out to dinner. They're doing it hard in New York, though, apparently. Restaurant reservations still well down there. Travel through airports, Mike, mobility, people doing vacations, doing business. We all know about TSA checkpoints when you're traveling around the US, don't we love those? Well, on June the 18th, there were 577,000 people went through the TSA checkpoints. If I go a year ago, 2.73 million. So that goes to show how much that airline industry has created, and it's still a long way from normal. People searching for directions, Mike, on their Apple iPhones. Now, walking in the car, people searching for those directions, that metric is essentially recovered. So people are driving, people are out walking, but public transport, 50 to 60% lower. So they're not confident enough to get on public transport yet. And foot traffic. I quite like this one. This is the pedestrian count, important for shopping malls, high streets. So at the moment, the US measure is 22.5% lower than it was in early March, but it is improving quite rapidly. And interestingly, Mike, we've got some data on that in New Zealand. We got some comparative New Zealand data out yesterday. Kiwi Property Group, listed trust, owns lots of shopping malls. Foot traffic at their facilities is up 1% on last year. So basically, shoppers are back domestically. They're back and they're out there. They're at least walking past the shops. Doesn't tell us where they're going in and buying, but they're back.
Now, talk to me about the shares, because once again, this conundrum of the world falling apart, and yet the market seems to be telling us that things are on the up, and this could be the best quarter in a very long time.
Yeah, we're just a few days away from the end of June, which is the second quarter, the most tumultuous quarter for many reasons we've seen in a long time. And look, I feel like I've been a bit of a broken record talking about the escalating coronavirus numbers globally, and the media now seems to be picking up on the fact that these numbers are actually going up, and we talked about that yesterday. But I felt, Mike, that I do have to balance me being negative on coronavirus by talking about the tremendous, can I say tremendous? Are we allowed to say tremendous? The tremendous quarter that share markets are having. So, you know, if we look at the FTSE World Index, the MSCI World Index, they're probably going to have the best quarter they've had in a whole decade in 10 years. The S&P 500 will probably have the best quarter it's had in 20 years. And in New Zealand, we're going to be close to that metric too. So that all looks particularly special, you know, doesn't it? It looks really special, particularly in the face of the worst economic downturn we've seen since the Great Depression. It is, of course, completely relevant to note that the sell-off prior to this remarkable sort of bounce back was incredibly severe also in terms of the speed and the severity of the sell-off. So has the bounce back got the legs to continue? Well, it depends on how the world navigates its way through these rising coronavirus cases. But one point I do want to make, there's still a heck of a lot of cash on the sidelines, particularly in the US. So the retail investors have got right behind this rally, but not so much the institutional investors. There's still a lot of institutional cash sitting on the sidelines in things like mutual funds. If that gets deployed into the markets, it will provide support.
Numbers, please.
25,941 on the Dow, up 70 points, 0.27%. The S&P 500, 3108, up 11 points. And the Nasdaq back through 10,000, 10,028, up 82 points. The FTSE 100, 6244, down 48 on the day. The Nikkei, 22437, down 41. Shanghai Composite was down 2 points, 2965. The ASX 200 gained 2 points yesterday, 5944. We lost 96 points on the NZX 50 yesterday, 11,158. That's a 0.86% decline. Kiwi dollar stronger again overnight, 0.6489 against the US, 0.9381 Aussie, 0.5764 euro. Against the pound, we're over 52 cents, 0.5207. That's the highest we've been since September last year. Against the Japanese yen, 69.38. Gold also rallying quite hard. It's up at $1,756.59. And Brent crude, $42.77.
Fantastic. See you middle of the week tomorrow. Andrew Callagher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.